Welcome to my little St. Patrick's Day celebration that was slain, one of the Irish hymns, made famous as the tune for Be Thou My Vision. And St. Patrick is quite a character. He is supposed to have come from what became France, and was taken as a slave to Ireland, where he won his freedom by finding a nugget of gold. Well, actually, it was a pig that found the nugget of gold for him, and after going to a tinker and the tinker telling him it was just solder, and he then went to a blacksmith and the blacksmith told him that it was gold, he managed to use the gold to buy his freedom back after proving what a wonderful servant he was to the people that he'd been enslaved to. Anyway, then he escapes back to France, and then on to Rome and Germany, and all these different places, and he goes to all these different places and learns all these different things, and he gets made a bishop, then he heads back to Ireland because he gets a message from God, and God tells him that he has to go back to Ireland and Christianize all the Christians back in Ireland. So what happens is he goes back, and he's not supposed to light a fire before a certain time, and he manages to light the Eucharistic lamp around about Easter, which is the traditional time that we do the lightings of the fire on the Saturday prior to Easter. So anyway, he does this lighting of the fire, and it's all been foretold by the Druids before he gets there. And he gets into trouble with the king, but he bests the king. And then all these people from all of the previous legends of Ireland, they all come to meet him. And he has arguments with them. And, of course, he wins every single argument. it's quite a... You really should read some of the stuff, because he literally every Irish hero that's been involved in Ireland from every other time, he manages to have conversations with somehow or other, and eventually then of course he sends the very famous thing is he sends all the snakes out of Ireland, all the serpents out of Ireland. And of course, this is not a reference to actual snakes. This is a reference to the Druids, who are the original serpents of Ireland. My guess is that it's not so much that he sent them away, but they all decided that they would all become Christians at some point, or they all decided that they really were Christians all along. Possibly even made up this character, Patrick, because his name's quite an interesting name. It just really just means father. And so anyway, there's all these stories that are very, very druidic, bardic stories about Patrick. And it really, you can't help but feel, if you're me, that Patrick is... I won't call it a ruse, but a blind to enable the filly, the ones who see, to just change their name from serpents to Christians, and Christian priests and Christian bishops and so on and so forth. That's the way it seems to me anyway. So, rather than doing what I normally do, which is give a long and involved talk, I'm not going to do that. But what I did think I would do is just give you a little bit of music, something a bit different from normal. And so the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you, given that St. Patrick's Day is usually a time of drinking, I'm going to give you a drinking song. Well, it's actually more of a dance song. It's more of a dance song. It's called Finnegan's Wake, and it's quite appropriate because, of course, it's about a builder's labourer who, in the 19th century, he was a bit of an alcoholic, poor guy, and it was the way he managed to obtain courage to go up the ladder. To climb buildings and so on, was he'd have a drop every morning, and of course one day he goes up the ladder and he gets a bit dizzy from the drink, and then he falls from the ladder, and they say breaks his skull, and he dies, and so then there's a big wake about him. You know, the normal Irish wake. They say it was the drop that killed him. So anyway, all of his friends assemble at the wake, and they all start arguing with each other, and having a big fight, which is the usual thing, in Irish wakes, apparently. And so anyway, After there's a few words that you may already be aware of, but a shillelagh is like a warhammer. It's not really a warhammer, but it's like a club. It's a club where you've cut a branch with off a bigger branch, and the bigger branch is the hammer part, the club part, And the smaller branch is the handle. That's what a shillelagh is. And so there's a bit of a mention of a shillelagh in there. And there's another, there's a bit of Irish there as well. Thalamandul, which is thunder and lightning. Anyway, so after the fight, the water of life, the ishkabar, the whiskey, which the song is having a bit of fun with, the ishkabar, the whiskey, lands on Finnegan, on Tim Finnegan, and he's magically brought to life again. He's magically resurrected off his bed, after being touched by the water of life. So, as I'm going to be talking about baptism pretty soon, I thought it was only fitting that I looked at a slightly different version of a baptism. And so I hope you enjoy Finnegan's Wake, Tim Finnegan's Wake.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a German Irish, mighty odd. He had a brogue, both rich and sweet, to rise in the world he carried a hod. Now Tim had a sod of a templin' way, with the love of the Lancashire he was born. To help him on with his work each day, had a drop of the crather every morn. Whack for the dino, dance to your partner, well if are your trotter shake. Hop, isn't it the truth I tell you, lads, upon it, Finnegan's Wake. One morning Tim was feeling full, his head grew heavy, which made him shake. Fell from the ladder and broke his skull, they carried him home, his coughs to ache. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet, laid him out upon the bed, with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. What? Whack for the dano, dance to your partner, well, if for your trotters, up, isn't it? The truth I tell you, lads, upon a Finnegan's Wake. His friends assembled at the wake and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Soon they brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and whiskey punch. Betty O'Brien began to cry, such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Oh, Tim McGoran, anyway, did you that? I hold your guard, said Paddy McGee. Whack for the Dan O'Dance for your partner, well, if I'm your trotter shake. Isn't it the truth I tell you, let's have fun if Finnegan's awake. Then Maggie O'Connor took up the job. Oh, Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy, she gave her a belt in the gob, then left her sprawling on the floor. That award it soon engaged, twas woman to woman and man to man. Shirley Law was all the rage, and a row and erection soon began. Whack for the Dan O'Dance, to your partner, well, the floor, your trotters. Hop, isn't it the truth I tell you, lads, have fun, it better get away. Whack for the Dan O'Dance, to your partner, well, the floor, your trotters. Hop, isn't it the truth I tell you, lads, have fun, it better get away. Then Nicky Maloney ducked his head, what up, nugget of whiskey fluid in. Missed him falling on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. The corpse revives, see how he rises. Timothy rising from the bed, sing well your whiskey round their blazes. Stella Mandil, do you think I'm dead? Whack for the Dan O'Dance, to your partner, where the floor your trotters shake. Isn't it the truth I tell you, let's up on it, better get away. Whack for the Dan O'Dance, to your partner, where the floor your trotters shake. Isn't it the truth I tell you, let's up on it, better get away. Whack for the Dan O'Dance, to your partner, where the floor your trotters shake. Isn't it the truth I tell you, let's up on it, better get away.